Welcome back to Project Independence and You. We're talking with Marlo Pavente and Roger Leathers, who are both with an organization known as Services for the Underserved. They have a grant from the Veterans Administration to work with underserved veterans, both in the city of New York and more recently here on Long Island. And it sounds like they do some terrific work. And Marlo, we were just going through the list of the types of services that you provide.
Well, you know, like I had said before, our goal is to help the veteran create sustainability so that they can be back out there and you know, having a supportive life for him or her and their family. We talked about how we can provide temporary financial assistance to help them with housing. We talked about how we can help them with employment, help them find a job, build up their resume, introduce them to different networks that we've created. We can also help veterans who need to up their benefits by taking them through the SNAP process with the Department of Social Services. If they need to go to the Department of Social Services to make an appointment or enroll in SNAP, we can provide transportation for them. If a veteran wants to get back to work but is saying, you know, I have a child, I don't know if I can pay for childcare. If that veteran is going to be working, we can help provide financial assistance for childcare. We've just started a new program in our office where we're going to be doing some financial fitness kind of classes. So we bring them in and talk about the importance of having a bank account and balancing their budgets. We help them create budgets. We do a lot of different services that help.
You know, we've talked about your clientele age-wise and, you know, families versus individuals. But what about male-female? How does that break down?
It's about 25% female right now, being the veteran head of household.
Yes.
That's what we've seen over the last year, and it's been increasing. I used to actually work in a city in the SSVF program, and when we did it then, about 3 years ago, it was about 10%. So it's absolutely
it's growing. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, that's good. Now, I know you have an event coming up here.
Yes, we have an event. We are a sponsor, and the event is being brought on by many different agencies that work with veterans on the island. And it's called Community Strong 2014. It's the first annual Long Island Symposium dedicated to supporting military members, veterans, and families. So the veterans and veterans family members are free for this event. I don't have the registration fee on me, but if you want to register for the event, it's http://communitystrong@easyregister.com. And it's going to be a full day on workshops on veteran services. Everything from talking about PTSD to homelessness. Marlo's actually on a panel, as well as I'm doing a veteran culture. Introduction to Veteran Culture.
So
workshop.
It's going to be here on
it's going to be here
LIU Post.
Friday, December 12th from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Hillwood Campus, 720 Northern Boulevard.
Okay. Folks can call us at 311 or 869-6311 to get more information, and we'll be happy to put you in touch with these folks.
I just have a question. In reference to the services that you've been talking about, unfortunately, a lot of people, especially from Vietnam, have come back and they have addictions.
Yes.
Did you touch on that? I mean, whether it's alcohol or drugs,
we do.
And find help for...
We have social workers on staff now. We don't provide counseling.
Okay.
But we do provide the referral sources to that if it's needed. Marlo and myself are both social workers. Our program director, Beth Gabellini, is a social worker. Our intake does an assessment. Their social worker. So if they see some of these needs, they're definitely going to address that with the veteran as well as try to get them to the right resources.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that there are ample resources here on Long Island?
Ample.
Absolutely.
And growing.
Yeah.
I'll have to say, being a veteran myself, some of the changes that have happened in the last 10 years have just been fantastic. I'm long from VA services to the community piece, and they're bridging them and working together. Absolutely.
Well, that's great. Okay, call about the December event, and also the town of North Hempstead, Supervisor Judy Bosworth, the town board, and our town Veterans Advisory Committee. I don't know if you're aware of that, but we have a Veterans Advisory Committee, are sponsoring a donation drive to benefit the Northport VA Medical Center, and we are asking for needed items like hairbrushes and combs, deodorant, shaving cream, nail clippers, all that kind of stuff, laundry detergent, even coffee, luggage with wheels, postage stamps, phone cards, and more. For a complete list of accepted items, you can visit the town website at northhampsteadny.gov, or you can call, as always, 311
or
869-6311. And you know what? A lot of people have this stuff around the house, not used, unopened, good stuff. It just go through your cabinet and see if you have these needed items, body lotion, shaving cream, toothbrushes. We all have extra toothbrushes and extra shampoo. Put it in a bag and call 311 and find out how to get it to the town.
Just before you go, Roger, Community Strong 2014.
Yes.
That's for any vet, right?
That's
this
for
is not
any
be
vet.
Just for people who need
any
services.
Any vet and okay. family members, and also for those that provide services. And also, there's hours for those professionals that need education hours for their licenses. Those okay. will be available if you attend. Also, if you need to reach us, our phone number is 631-227-0777. And also, I'd like to mention that United Veterans Beacon House is our partner in this as well. And they have housed every night about 230 veterans and non-veterans on the island. And they've done some fantastic work. And you had mentioned that you have done some work with United Veterans Beacon House.
It's the Beacon House, the Unitarian Church in Shelter Rock. Once a month, we cook 100 meals, mm-hmm. and they get distributed. And I know the name is Beacon House. They go to. That's why I was wondering.
Absolutely.
So that must be the community part.
Yes.
Some community living situations
yes.
where they do it twice a month, actually. They do a Saturday and then do it during the week. It's their social justice committee, which is a wonderful thing. Volunteers mm-hmm. come in and cook. Every month it's different. And then somebody comes in and takes it.
Do you cook, John?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Well, that's good to know.
Every other month, I run the cooking place.
Oh.
I go shopping on Friday, and we cook it on Saturday.
Cool. Roger and Marlo, do services for the underserved serve other populations here on Long Island?
On Long Island, no. Like we said before, Services for the Underserved is a city-based organization. Those services, they serve the underserved populations, developmentally disabled population,
homeless
in the city. And like we said, we're brand new to Long Island. I think that what you'll see as we start the veteran services piece, the SSVF program is kind of building to prepare for those services, more services to come out here on Long Island. So I think that in the future, you might see SUS here on Long Island.
Hmm. And for the last year, we've served 400 families, veteran families,
yeah.
in this last year. And we're targeting hopefully over 600 this year.
Yeah.
Great. Do you know how many we have? We have a lot of veterans on Long Island.
We do have a lot of veterans. I do know that we have the highest percentage in the state of veterans on Long Island.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a very high population.
Well, so you guys will be busy.
Absolutely.
A little bit, yeah.
That's good.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Well, look, I want to thank you,
thank you
for being with us and sharing this information with us and for all the great work that you do. And we have a few minutes left before we have to take a break, and I am going to use that time to make a few announcements that are not necessarily related to Veterans Affairs, but are important nonetheless. Here also at the Hillwood Recital Hall of LIU Post on Saturday, November 22nd at 1 o'clock, Project Independence members can get a real treat because the Play Troupe of Port Washington, in cooperation with the radio station here, WCWP, is presenting It's a Wonderful Life, the live radio classic play. And John, I don't know if you've been to any of these radio plays here, but they are so much fun because the play troupe, they dress up in the costumes from the 30s and 40s, what have you. They do the play just the way it was done on radio along with the side effects, there's a table on the side with the various different gizmos that make the side effects. You can hear the footsteps, the hoofbeats, whatever it is.
Okay.
and the announcer actually comes on and makes announcements that were the same announcements that were made in the original radio play. So they might be asking you to save your bacon fat for the war effort or something.
My mother did.
Right. And in addition to that, the folks in this play troupe are very talented, and they sing songs during the breaks and also during the play itself.
When is it again?
The nostalgic songs from the era. It's Saturday, November 22nd at 1. Project Independence members get a discount. It's only $8 per ticket, so you're going to love it. I guarantee it. We're also offering classes on exercise for balance and strength to reduce falling. And these are very important classes, and they're going to be offered throughout the fall. You can call 311 to find out when the class is in your area. We are also offering a series of forums on the Medicare enrollment period, which is now running and runs through December. A lot of good information there. Also, all throughout the town, call 311 for information. Stay tuned.
Just touching on that, it's very important to get in touch with the 311 about them. You make the change, you make the wrong one, you're done for a year.
For a year. Okay, when we come back, we're going to be visiting with the Lone Ranger and Tonto. You're going to want to stay tuned for that.